This is HICF Ministries. We pride ourselves as a home away from your home country, a home away from your heavenly home, a home where Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Yes, it's a home where the living word is shared, word for word, in truth and in love. Invited to stay tuned and listen to the Word of Life brought to you by HICF Ministries. And now, Elder George.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord, I thank God for our life, especially in this place. Also, wherever you are, I'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also thank God for the opportunity given to me by the Father of the house to share the Word of God. It's a great privilege. And also to have you, to have a family, to have the body of Christ, house of God in this place, and I believe the Lord is taking care of us throughout this season. Bless His holy name, and we'll continue to serve Him. Amen. Today I would like to share a message that is so pressing in my heart. I believe it's a message from the Holy Spirit. I believe it's a message due for this moment. I would like to call on you to hear the Holy Spirit as He speaks to all of us. May God help us not to hear the voice of man, but to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, no matter our conditions, our position, and our situation. May we hear the Holy Spirit. The title of my message is An Excellent Spirit. An Excellent Spirit. You can also name it, if you wish, A Better Version of You. A Better Version of You. The aim is not perfection, but bringing out the better from the inside. And our base scripture is from Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 17, but we'll read verse 5 and 6. Let this mind be in you, which was in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. That scripture talking about Jesus Christ. But we're going to base our today's message on the story of Daniel. We want to base it on the story of Daniel. So we quickly want to read Daniel chapter 6. We could read from verse 1 to 5, but we just want to read some verses now. As we go along, we will develop into other verses, especially the verse 3, Daniel chapter 6. Verse 3 says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Amen. That is going to be our base story. We could hear the story talking about Daniel over here, that the king had a plan. The king thought to elevate him, to promote him, to bless him, if you wish, because there was an excellent spirit in him. because he has an excellent spirit in him. Therefore, the king thought to promote him. And the king therefore thought to promote him above the president and the princes. For our information, there is a position above the president. That is really interesting. That there is a position above the president, or the presidential position. There is a position above. I just want to tell you before we even get any further, that there is a position. There is a better position where, higher than where you are. And in this part, in this scripture, we've seen the reason why somebody will be preferred above the president because of an excellent spirit. That's what I was saying. That I think this is really important, especially in our time, and in anybody, particularly in this time. Well, the world is getting darker. Things are becoming awkward in a way. We'll get more into that, but I want to emphasize the point that an excellent spirit has a result, and we could see it. Later on, we'll have examples of other people, but now we could see this example in Daniel, that an excellent spirit made him to be preferred above the president. So I want to take some time there to tell you that there is a better version of you. There is a position higher than you that will come out because of the excellent spirit in you. Because an excellent spirit in you, you will be preferred above whoever. I don't know your position now. I don't know where you are now, but I'm saying that the result, the outcome of an excellent spirit in someone will make him to be preferred above wherever you are now. An excellent spirit in you will make you to be preferred above where you are now. Later on, we will see it clearly that all that we are talking about is already embedded in us. It already put in us. Bible said that we have a guarantee, a deposit of the Holy Spirit that is already put in us. If the Spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in us, He will quicken our mortal body. I don't want to jump before the gun. We'll get there gradually, but there is a better. I want to assure you and reassure you that there is a better version of you, of me. There is a better version of me. No mistake at all that we have already reached there. No, the point of the message is rather that we are pressing together. Every step is not an ambition of perfection, but to get better day by day, day by day, day by day. I can be a better husband, you can be a better wife, you can be a better brother or sister. Whatever you are doing, whatever, you can be a better friend, you can be a better son, you can be a better daughter in the house, in your house, with your parents. Wherever you are, you can be a better preacher. I can be a better preacher, a better shepherd. Whichever position you are, there is a better version. Hallelujah. Many will make us think that we have reached there already. That's the moment we will start dying. No, we have not reached there. There is a better version. There is a higher level. I'm really concerned about working from within and the result coming outside. Daniel be preferred. I didn't know that there was a position. all of us, we think that there is no position above the president, looking low, looking down. But Bible is making us to know here clearly that there is a position above the president, and somebody is being preferred despite his position. Later on we will see, despite Daniel being a Jew, being an Enoch, this is happening in Babylon. Can you imagine? And he's not. We will see examples of Joseph being preferred. You will think that, oh, because of my father, or because of my complexion, because of my this, he's being preferred. No, despite his condition. Amen. Amen. We want to proceed. One of the reasons why this message of a perfect and excellent spirit is very important to you and to me, and especially in this era, is that the heart, Bible says the heart of man is deceitful and above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That was Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately. I don't know why they have to emphasize on that. Desperately wicked. Wicked. Who can know it? That's what Bible is telling us. And then, all the time when we hear this verse, do you know what we do? We start looking at suspects around us. Syndicate around us immediately. Oh, this verse is talking about that brother, that sister, that person, the people around us. But today, I want us to do the retrospect. That first of all, the very first person that this verse is talking about is me. It's you. You are man. And we are all men. The number one person the verse is talking about is me. And we know ourselves, and we know the truth, that if we just leave our heart right now, if you should just leave your heart right now, you will know what's going to happen. We know ourselves because we are humans, we are men, and that's how the Bible is not just emphasizing because you want to fill space in the book. No, desperately weak. Desperately wicked. That's how far the wickedness of the heart can be. Your heart inclusive. If it's not guarded, that's why Proverbs says, guard your heart. The word of God says, guard your heart. Preserve your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Because out of it flows the issues of life. Guard your heart. And that's why we need an excellent spirit to save us. This is the antidote or the retroviral medication is an excellent spirit, or the objective of an excellent spirit will help us, will cure us, will cover us from the issue of the man, the heart of the man. Exactly. We live in the world. Before you realize, situation around have taken you away. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Before you realize, somebody has made you angry. Before you realize, you never thought you could do that. I never thought I could do that. Then you're already in a mess. You are already in a mess. Before you realize, that beautiful sister, that handsome brother has taken you away. Before you see yourself in a big mess, you need an excellent spirit. You need an ambition. Set your eyes on an excellent spirit. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, which is our focus daily, every day, every day, every day, every step of my life, that I develop an excellent spirit. Amen. I want to point also to say that you are a product of your spirit.
Bible said, as a man thinking, so he is. So that's why I want to say, you are a product of your spirit. Yeah, we blame it on many, oh, the situation in which I am, it's because of people around me, my environment, you don't know where I was born, I'm like this because of where I was born. I want to, at least, we will not go into argument about that, we could use verses to point it to you clearly, that you are a product of your spirit. A man is a product of his own spirit. That the spirit in you brings out who you are. Brings out who you are. You are a product of the spirit that is in you. Hallelujah. You are a product of the spirit that is in you. What spirit is in you? What spirit is working in you? Today I'm talking about the excellent spirit. We can give examples upon examples upon examples. I want to give you the example of the spies, the Israelites who went to spy the land, the Canaan land, the where God spoke to them clearly before they set out. Who told them that they are grasshoppers? No, nobody said it. Nobody told them. That's how they see themselves. They are calling themselves. That's why you call yourself. You think that people are insulting you and people are abusing. It's because how you saw. Nobody called you a grasshopper. Nobody called you a grasshopper. Nobody called you a grasshopper. But there was a boy called Caleb. Another one called Joshua. No, they didn't say themselves as grasshoppers. But they rather look on God. And today we have to look at inside, because the Spirit of God is already. They look on the one who made a promise. That's the objective of my message today. Where are you looking? What are you looking at? I'm looking at an excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. An excellent. Somebody already is asking, oh, what do you mean by an excellent spirit? Do you mean that I should not kill, thou shalt not, whatever? We want to, mostly in the church, what we want to do is that we want to list out those things. And I've been able to do this, I'm unable to do that, and I'm fine. I'm okay. We are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. It's very important. All this is founded on the word of God, that already the law brings clarification. Okay, but we are in a dispensation when it's the Holy Spirit alone that gives us conviction. I remember many years ago, you know, when we are growing in the Lord gradually, some things I used to do, but it comes to a time that even a small lie, you feel so bad. So terrible. So bad and so terrible. So bad and so terrible. A better version of you. A better version of me. That now is just the Holy Spirit that is guiding us. That is helping us. That is guiding us. That is trending us. Speaking to us. Are you able to hear the Holy Spirit? Are you able to hear from the Holy Spirit? That's a very good question. A very, very good question. Now, when Jesus came, and this is what he told us, that in the ages ago, in the years ago, we are told not to kill. But he said, today, when you hate your brother and sister, you have already killed. He said, we should not fornicate. But when you look on a woman deceitfully, you have already committed adultery in your heart. That's what I'm saying. The focus is on the Holy Spirit, which is who is within. Who is within? We'll be talking more about it, but let me be giving you the headline before we get there. From within. And other people, Pharisees, were asking Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? What is the greatest commandment in the law? We all remember, we know what he said. Love your God with all your mind, your own strength, and with all your soul. Also love your neighbor. Yeah, that's what we do in the church. We want to we want to decorticate and say, oh, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not fornicate. I'm talking about an excellent spirit that takes us to a new dimension. That is no more about this I do or that I do, but the Holy Spirit that guides us, because above all those things written clearly, there are many things, there are many dimensions that the Holy Spirit wants to take us. Let's look at what happened to Daniel in the verse 4. We are still in Daniel chapter 6, the verse 4 now. It says, then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Can you put yourself, your name there in the place of Daniel? You see the result. That's a daily walk. I'm talking about the excellent spirit. That's a daily walk. That's a daily walk. Oh, this is my right. This is my right. I'll fight for it. Is that what the Holy Spirit is telling you? Oh, I'm right. I can speak back. I'm not a fool. Is that what the Holy Spirit is telling you? I'm talking about an excellent spirit. I'm talking about an excellent spirit. That brings an outcome. That brings a result. That brings a fruit. There is a fruit that comes out of it. You fought for your right and you lost all the souls. Today we will hear in the body of Christ so many, oh, if he's not your friend, let them go. Let them go. Is that what the Holy Spirit said? Oh, they made me angry. They betrayed me. What did the Holy Spirit tell you? I'm talking about an excellent spirit. How do I develop an excellent spirit? How do I develop an excellent spirit? In this example, we are talking about Daniel, and somebody is going to ask, why Daniel alone? Why Daniel alone? Is Daniel alone the only person here? Why did God give Daniel alone an excellent spirit? Now, if you know that story well, you're going to ask Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, are they the only people who have an excellent spirit? Is God a respecter of man? Certainly not. Jesus was telling us, how can you put a new wine in an old pot? That's the center of the message. Now we are getting there. We take a step deeper. That's what Jesus was asking. How can you put a new wine in an old skin? God does not waste. That one is sure and sure. You can guarantee that. God does not waste. Why should God give you the things that you are asking, you are praying? We'll be talking about prayer later on. We ask of many things that we are not ready for. We ask for many things that we cannot. The little that is given already has not been well protected, well used for the glory of God. If this message will change our prayer life, this message will change our focus, our objective. God does not waste. God cannot waste. No, never. Never, never. Never, never. Since all of us were made, there is a guarantee of the Holy Spirit placed in us. The same spirit that was given to Daniel was given to all of us. The same spirit that was given to Joseph was given to all of us. The same spirit that was given to Paul. The same spirit that was given to David was given to all of us from the onset, from the on-go, from the word go, the same. How come Daniel had an excellent spirit? How come? It's clear that he worked on it. He worked on it. Worked on it. He worked on it. Developing an excellent spirit. Working on an excellent spirit. Growing an excellent spirit. He worked on it. He worked diligently on it. He worked diligently on it. He worked diligently on it. The Holy Spirit is in us. Everything has been provided already since Jesus said, "It is finished." Everything has been given already. Ephesians chapter 1. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. All blessings have been already given. But now we need somebody to guide us. That's why Jesus said, "Oh, I cannot tell you all." The disciples said, "Oh, really? You have been with us for 3 years? Just tell us." He said, No. "I cannot tell you all now. I have to go. But I will not leave you like that. I will send the Holy Spirit, who is going to help you gradually, help you and lead you. How many people are being led today? How many people can be led today? Because we have sent a helper. He's even a helper to lead, to help gradually. Are you allowing him to do that? Is he doing that? Is the Holy Spirit doing that? Have you even identified with the Holy Spirit? I believe today, globally, in the body of Christ, we have put the Holy Spirit in a second position. Or we have almost neglected him. But this is his era. This is the era of the Holy Spirit. This is the time of the Holy Spirit. And we say everything, talk about God and Jesus, but very, 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 very not often do we speak about the Holy Spirit. It's dangerous. That's why we take a lot of actions without hearing from the Holy Spirit. And Jesus told his son, "Hey, don't move. You have seen miracles. You have seen dead people raised. You have seen Lazarus coming out. You have seen the woman of the issue. But don't move. Be here. Until the Spirit of God comes on you. Don't move." How many times have you moved before hearing from the Holy Spirit? We need to take the Holy Spirit as our personal friend, because he is the one doing the work. Even though we have a part to play, working, collaborating with him, Jesus is doing his work fine, and God fine. But there is a person called the Holy Spirit. A person called the Holy Spirit, who is in us, the Spirit that rose Christ from the dead, working daily. How many times do we hear from him? That's why many people. How many times do we hear from the Holy Spirit? Do we discuss? Do we talk? Do we share about the Holy Spirit? It's very guaranteed that he's been speaking. He's been talking. But he's a gentle spirit. He's a gentle guy. He doesn't force. He's a gentle guy. The Holy Spirit is a gentle guy. Hallelujah. How do I develop an excellent spirit? I need to make the Holy Spirit my personal friend. What's the Holy Spirit going to do? The Holy Spirit is going to lead us into the Word of God. Into the Word of God. Revelation chapter 10 is talking about a big angel. 1 foot in the sea and 1 foot in the land. How big is that angel? He says he's having a little book in his hand. And he was telling John, "Take it. Eat it. Eat it up. Eat it up. Eat it up." You need the Word of God in wherever. I don't know where. What's your position? A workplace? In a bank? In a hospital? You need a word. A situation is going to face you one day. That is only the Word of God that will save you. If you don't quote that scripture, you are already taken out. Somebody is going to make you angry. That is only the Word of God. That is already in you. That you have already eaten. That must come out and save your life. How do I grow an excellent spirit? Eating the Word of God, not just scrolling through it, but eating it up, soaking yourself with it, full with the Word of God, full with the Word of God, led by the Holy Spirit of God, being helping and guiding. On that day, he's going to help you. Many times, we just want to hear the Holy Spirit talk to us. Joel, joy. How many times did I call you? No. The Holy Spirit is, you won't do that. The Holy Spirit rather bring out a word that you already read, a word that you already knew, that you knew by heart, that you call again to help you to make that decision. If this sister is right for me or not, you need a word of God. To make this decision, am I to travel or stay? Even to the point of daily life, am I to go out or stay at home? What do I do? Quickly attend to the Holy Spirit. Guide me. Help me. Do I say yes or no? The Holy Spirit. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. And that brings us to prayer. That brings us to prayer. Many times, or when we are in prayer, or we are just there to beg and to ask and to cry. That's not bad. That's beautiful. Because Bible said we don't receive because we don't ask. But prayer is not the number one purpose of prayer. Is not to beg and ask. That's the number one. I'm believing that this message will transform your prayer life. My prayer life is my place of personal transformation. You can be transformed into a better version of you. Into a where a prayer time, a place of prayer becomes, oh Holy Spirit, work on me. Work on me. Transform me. Work on me. You can molt yourself like a snake. We can molt ourselves like a snake. You see how the snake comes out of the old skin? Yeah, that's the number one purpose of prayer. Becoming like the Holy Spirit. Becoming like Jesus Christ. Being transformed to become. That's what Paul said in Ephesians. He was telling the Ephesians. It's the same thing could be seen in Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3. Around the verse 15, he said that since I've heard, talking to Ephesians, since I've heard about your faith, I've not stopped praying for you. Praying for you. That's Paul's prayer. Praying for you. Praying for you. What is the prayer? He said that God might, the Father might give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation. Give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that in the eyes of your understanding, like you can place your name there. You give George the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of George will be enlightened. I need it. 99.99% of my prayer time, my prayer now is transform me. Hear you, open my ears to hear, open my eyes to see. Because once the excellent spirit is established in me, why do I have to cry and pray for the position of the president or the princess? No, automatically there is in a position above. That's why he said, we are more than conquerors. We read the word, go into prayer, but we don't even apply the word of God. Of our own thoughts, which we think is above what the word of God is saying. You remember? And today we have prayed much. Today's church, we have shouted much, prayed in tongues. What didn't we do? We need to ask a lot of questions. We need to ask a lot of questions. On Wednesday, we were hearing our brother Vincent telling us that we need to pray in the name of Jesus. What does that mean, pray in the name of Jesus? Do we really know the Father? First of all, it's identifying with the Father, knowing Him. Some people don't even know the Father. That's why Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven. Some people read that and they think, our God, He is your God, but He is my Father. That makes a big difference. Maybe to you, oh, he's the boss. Our boss who art in heaven, our CEO. Oh, for somebody, it's my Father. My Father. Identifying even with the Father. Identifying with the love of God. It's not there. It's in the prayer time that I've now come to understanding the purpose of God in my life, the objective of God in my life. I will not even rise up and ask questions. I know that He is not wanting me there. I will not even ask, do I take this job or not? No, I had the answer already in my prayer time. I didn't even ask Him. I just asked Him, transform me that I may know Your will. I had the answer already that I should not go and be a model. No, I already have my answer. That boy could not be my life partner. I already know, have my answer. Not focusing on God give me. No. But transform me, oh God. The self-transformation secret place. That's a prayer time. Yeah. Jesus Himself prayed, and He concluded that, let Your will be done. Let Your will be done. That Your will may be done. Excellent spirit. Talking about an excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. The will of God will certainly be done. And I believe, talking a little bit about the Holy Spirit, and I believe that, yeah, we need to talk more about the Holy Spirit. We need to chat more about the Holy Spirit. That's what Paul was saying to the Corinthians in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It seems that the same thing that was happening is happening today in today's world. That we are ignorant of the gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit must come back to the church. Boys, we only want to talk about the gift. We won't talk about the fruit, which is in Galatians. No, we need to talk about both. We can't talk about one and leave one. The gift of the Holy Spirit might come back, manifesting all the gift, manifesting all the fruit. There's a reason why God has placed all that. I believe that our work will become more difficult when we neglect those things, or they become in second position. Amen. Almost concluding, the will of God will always stand. The will of God will always stand. You might pass through fire, but you come out smelling like rose. You might be thrown in the lion den, but you will come back above the president and the princes. You might be thrown into fire, but Jesus will join you in there. You might be thrown into jail, but Potiphar will call you back out, and Pharaoh will give you a position. You might be thrown into jail, but you write the book. Write the book that will be read from generation to generation. I believe you know who I'm talking about. You might be persecuted, crucified on the cross, but God will raise you on the third day. Satan might go and ask permission from God to bring you down, but when God, when the table is turned around, oh my God, I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for that when the table will turn around. I know you know the people I'm talking about. You are a Bible scholar, so I don't need to mention their names. Oh, Job said that. Oh, I remember those days when I used to wash my feet with butter. Oh. The will of God will always stand. With the will of God, who always, Papa Hagen said that it comes to days that he has to literally take his Bible, put it to the ground, and stand on it. He said, if I'll go down, let me go down with my Bible. No, no, the answer is already on the way. God has already said that. It has happened to me literally many times. I've not reached there, but God is training me. I've seen many things in this land. I've seen so many things. There is a position, I tell you. I can give you. You can see me for personal testimony. There will not be time to go into all that today. There is a position above the president. What you are struggling for, what you are jumping for, what you are running for. You are in school now, or you are almost finishing school. I'm telling you, there is a position that is there. It's not vacant, but it's looking for an excellent spirit. That's why you might not see that. Oh, it's not vacant. It's vacant. Or it's not vacant. You can talk about this from the two angles, is just looking for an excellent spirit that will occupy the position, the very position that you are aiming at. Even if you are aiming, even if you, there are many who don't even have any aim, who don't even have any goal, who don't even have any ambition. I mean, there's a gospel that is telling us, oh, that's not humility to have an aim, to have an ambition, and the world is taking over us. The world is taking over us. We need to have an ambition. And an excellent spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. We are back in the days of Gideon. Tools in one arm and the weapons in another arm. I'm not talking only about a preacher. I'm not talking about a church worker. I'm talking about you working in a bank as well. I'm talking about you, a teacher. I'm talking also about you working in the hospital. I'm talking about you working in that company. Who can stand? Oh, he's a Christian. Corruption. Don't even mention it. You will not accept it because of the excellent spirit. You will not join the people to gossip. I remember when I was finishing masters, I was in my last year. I was working somewhere there. We were working in a company, and there were many things. They were not paying us on time, and sometimes 3 months, sometimes, and many, many, many things. But those days, I remember those days. God has helped us. Oh, God has really helped us from. If you count George is one who will not just, I'll tell you, tell you the truth. I'll find a way and I will tell you straight. You might call me harsh or whatever. Those days, talking about those days. So you can imagine, I'm not saying that when I was a Christian, but I came today that I was reading the book, the title is Loyalty and Disloyalty, by Bishop Dagiel Mills from Ghana. He's talking about loyalty. Talking about loyalty. And focusing on murmuring and discussing bad things about the boss. Whoever, wherever, that's what the Bible tells us. Wherever you are, even slaves, respect your leaders, your bosses. And I was reading that. I was a student of loyalty. Student. So in that company, you know, all the time when colleagues go to eat, he's only talking about the boss. He's only talking about the manager. Oh, they didn't pay us. Look at the wife. Look at. So I will not go with them. I decided because of them, I will not eat. When they go and come, I will also go and eat. That just how they invite you. It's always, there's nothing. Not even when we leave them, there was one who was still calling me. I will not join them. I will not join them, even though I didn't understand this excellent spirit. But my focus was on that loyalty. Never murmur, never discuss, never say anything bad at your workplace. Your word, you are a product of your spirit. You are a product of your word. You say it's not a good work. Of course, it's not going to be a good work. You say it's not a good school. Of course, it's not going to be a good school. You say it's not a good husband, a good wife. Of course, it's not going to be. They are not good people. Of course, they are not going to be. Do you know that at the end, before those colleagues left the work, but at the end, the boss was asking me to be his assistant. His assistant. But I had to come back to school, so I left. I'm talking about an excellent spirit, and I guarantee you that there is a position above president. There's an outcome. There is a fruit from the excellent spirit. Instead of jumping all around, I'm telling you about an excellent spirit that you get in the secret place of prayer, in the word, led by the Holy Spirit. You can transform your prayer life. Instead of asking, begging, crying, rather work on myself, work on yourself. Let's work on ourselves. A better colleague, a better sister in the church, a better me. Better. There's a new version. There's a better version all the time, all the time. I don't know which position. Are you the president? There's a better version of you. There's a better version of you. There is an endless promotion Either you are qualified for it or you are disqualified for it. I would like to conclude by saying that, yeah, you have strength. All of us, we have strength and we also have weaknesses. That maybe another day we'll develop into that. But the point is that work on both. Work on both. Work on your strength. Also look at your weaknesses. Never neglect me because of the heart of man. But the center of the message is an excellent spirit. May the Holy Spirit help us. May the Holy Spirit help us in this dispensation in which we are. May the Holy Spirit help us. May the Holy Spirit help us. We read in the book of Proverbs, always talking about wisdom. Very, very important. Talking about wisdom. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. He says, "He that has knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit." A man of understanding. There is a trial over there, which is talking about knowledge. Having knowledge, you need knowledge. And knowledge can be in two. Either book, the Bible said that Daniel understood by books. You can have knowledge through books, but you can also have knowledge through revelation. You are back to the prayer place. The Holy Spirit. Revelation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, 16, 17. By revelation. And we need to understand what you hear. Many come to church, but do you think it's really for to understand, to learn something? No, they need a prophecy. They want a prophecy. They want something new that God should pour. That God is not a waster. God will not waste. Of course, he will not waste. You will think that you are advancing, but God to only realize that you are sweating, just walking in a circle. The church will have to advance today. We need to advance today. Work so much in circles. Have you seen the videos? We will point at the church, the poorest people, the poorest places on earth. They call it religious or whatever. That's another discussion for another day. The church will have to rise for me alone. Understanding the principle, the works of God, the thing, wherever you are in. Put an excellent spirit for understanding. Of course, I've not mentioned this, that humility or knowledge or whatever. But I've just given you the spices, the central spices. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the secret place, prayer place. And all the other ones will flow out. The Holy Spirit will really tell you that no, you cannot wear that. Yeah, you cannot dance like that. You cannot say that. He is a person. May the Holy Spirit help us, really. May the Holy Spirit help us. That we acquire knowledge, acquire understanding, and acquire wisdom. May the Holy Spirit help us. Wisdom is a principal thing. May the Holy Spirit give us wisdom to search more of Him. He will polish us until Christ is fully formed in us. Give us a better version, molding us to a better version of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. May this word be a catalyst that brings a change, a transformation in our mindsets, transformation in our life, a transformation in a relationship with you. We ask the Holy Spirit, we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Spirit of God. Give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Open the eyes of our understanding that we may know. We know that everything has been provided. Things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, that has not entered into the heart of man, that you have provided already. Things that we could think or ask, you have already provided. We cry, shout, and suffer for if we could really wait on you in and focus, transforming our spirit, transforming our inner man, transforming our ambitions and thoughts, focusing on you, being changed daily into an excellent spirit. That was in Daniel. Help us, Spirit of God. We thank you, God, for your word that is so sweet, that comes with a purpose like a rain, unless it has finished its work, watering the ground, it will not go back. Let this word water our heart, and let your seed be sown for harvest, in the mighty name of Jesus.